a sort of mechanism by which the dream scenario takes place. The fact that that is never explained, and also that none of the characters are really ever curious about it. It's quite amusing. Like, none of them were really. I know there's like a little scene in the film where they're sort of like, oh, this guy's showing up in everyone's dreams, but they don't really ask like why or what's going on, and like you know. And I thought in one way actually that was quite funny. It does sort of seem, and I do wonder whether like, okay, any explanation of this just sort of like really distorts kind of what is actually like what is effectively like quite just a humorous character study. But I'm willing to have my mind changed on that. Before we get into talking about some of the details and also some of the sort of elements of kind of posting and internet culture, because this is, even though this is a film that doesn't really address like the internet as very much, there are like segments of it which are very much just like, okay, you know, there are references to like phones. There is like the scene where, or like there are sort of the scenes where Paul, who is the kind of central character played by Nicolas Cage, is at like the PR company, and the PR company is like pitching him to be like an influencer in like a very bizarre way. So there are like kind of elements of that which sort of root you into like what moment of time this is, or like what moment of time this is sort of alluding to. But it's not really like a film about like the computer is not really an object, the posting is not really central to it. And so I thought it was interesting, and I think it will be interesting to sort of talk about how those elements sort of play out and whether it's actually an effective way of like discussing contemporary issues you know, in this context. But just to sort of like give a brief overview of what this film is about. So this the film is about a professor called Paul Matthews. He's a biology, like an evolutionary biology professor, and you know, we're sort of introduced to him as like, just, you know, he's a fairly kind of, you know, he's a tenured professor, but he sort of feels like he's not kind of getting enough recognition for the work that he's doing. His colleague, like, there's a sort of like one of the through lines where he feels that his colleagues or his ex-colleagues are like, are stealing the work that he's done and like placing them into like academic journals. At the same time, people are, well, the film actually opens with like his daughter, like dreaming about like having like a nightmare, and Paul sort of shows up, her dad like shows up in this dream, but the dad doesn't really do anything. Doesn't like, he's passive and emotionless and doesn't intervene. As the film sort of goes on, we find that like Paul keeps showing up in other people's dreams, random people's dreams, the dreams of his colleagues. He becomes like a sort of sensation, you know, he effectively becomes a meme inside people's dreams. And like there are aspects of the film where he says this like very directly, and when I finished watching the film and I realized, oh no, this guy is a evolutionary biology professor, he's obviously talking about, like, he says the line, like, we can talk about the memetics of it at some point. Bro, like, this isn't like subtle, it's very obvious like what they're trying to do. And it hit me at the end of the film that, oh, like, actually, you know, I wondered whether there was sort of like an allusion to Dawkins and like the selfish gene and stuff, like in like overviewing this, even if it isn't sort of addressed too directly. As Paul becomes more famous, he's sort of like getting more recognition, like, you know, students are coming to his classes, they're sort of like treating him a bit more like a celebrity. He then sort of like goes onto the PR trail in the hope that like he can use this newfound fame to write a book. The PR company is not particularly interested in doing that. They would like him to do advertisements. They sort of keep advertising. They keep saying that, oh, you should like do ads for Sprite and like get people to like be dreaming about Sprite. And at the same time, like, he meets a woman there who like is starting to have sex dreams about him. So this is an interesting part, because like before then, Paul was just sort of like a passive, like he sort of was a background character in other people's like nightmares. He wasn't really doing anything. So I think this is the first reference to him like actually doing something in the dream. After he sort of has like a bit of a humiliating tryst with this woman who tries to get him to enact her sex dream, the dreams start changing. So suddenly he's starting, like, he goes from being this passive character to being a violent character in people's dreams. Like, you know, he's sort of the one who is like murdering people, killing people and so on, which then turns the public against him. He has to leave the university. He's no longer allowed to teach. The book stuff isn't sort of going particularly well. And also like in public, people are sort of like shunning him. Like, you know, he can't really sort of go out anywhere. His wife also sort of distances herself from him. Especially when he sort of like starts publicly kind of complaining that people are not treating him particularly, like not treating him kindly, and that none of this is his fault. And that this all sort of culminates in the fact that he's not allowed to go to his daughter's school play because people feel uncomfortable around him. He decides to go anyway and then like accidentally injures a teacher, but does it in a way where people are just sort of, so they can't really tell whether this is like the dream him or like the real him. The film kind of ends in a bit, I don't know if lackluster is the right term, but what we're told is that the dreams kind of stop. Like he sort of stops showing up in other people's dreams. Like no one really kind of like his fame sort of divers. He does write a book and he's sort of doing like a book tour, but it's not clear that he's particularly close with his like wife still. And like, yeah, the scene sort of ends with, you know, him kind of using, actually, I completely forgot about this because the actual way that the film ends is what seems to be like a weird advertorial for a type of technology. This is like the main reference to like new technology in the film. It like comes at the end where they have this technology where people can travel to other people's dreams. And they have like a bunch of these dream influencers who are basically just like YouTubers. Like they have the same parlance and the same aesthetics as YouTubers. But the idea is that like, you know, the dreaming is now a social network effectively. And the end scene is like where I think he uses this technology to travel to his wife's dream in order to try and like connect with her. Mm. I think that was it. Like the sort of ending scene sort of was a bit of a sort of jarring shift of tone. And I understand that there was probably like a reason for doing that. But that is actually the only reference to like new technology in this film.
Mm. See, it's so interesting that your takeaway was that the computer is not really a character. Because I took the absolute opposite, which is that when we say computer, we obviously mean a kind of synecdoche for the platform internet. You know, if you are a long-term listener, you are familiar with our thoughts on the platform internet. Mm-hmm. So I thought that the idea was that it was such a consuming part of the atmosphere and environment that it's not actually necessary to explicitly show any of it. And I thought it was sort of quite a neat and effective way around the issue that we're always talking about when we talk about popular culture, about the internet, and or not just about the internet, but about contemporary culture, that as soon as you start showing people actually mechanistically using anything, it immediately makes it feel dated. And that was definitely one of the issues with, I now can't remember what it's called, the Aubrey Plaza, Ingrid Goes West, is that
yes,
what it was
yeah,
called?
That's what it was yeah, called, yeah.
Where they sort of show her interacting in the Instagram comments in a very kind of, this is 2017 kind of way. You can date it based on the actual interaction between the influencer and the audience in the comments. And I think that the idea that there is this sort of social media machine going on in the background is very much there in this film. They just think it would be a bit gauche to actually show it. Because when he has the meeting with the PR team, it's very, very much indicating that the idea is to capitalize on his virality, and they want him to capitalize on his virality by making adverts and by participating in this new advertising frontier, which is getting products into people's dreams. And he, of course, then is used against his will as an example of that being a kind of that not working in order to get products and stuff into people's dreams sort of at the end. So whatever his distaste might be at the idea of dreams being the final advertising frontier, is not just undermined, but is made utterly foolish by the fact that advertising will exert itself as the dominating cultural force at the end, when there's nothing that he can do about it, and he thinks that he forms the impression that his new virality as the guy who shows up in people's dreams is something that he can make use of personally, because he tries to translate it into both professional and, shall we say, romantic opportunities. Mm. But he doesn't realize the extent to which he remains, for want of a better word, an NPC. So he is an NPC both in people's lives, then he becomes an NPC in their dreams. That obviously then escalates into him being a kind of nightmare figure in people's dreams, and his participation becomes more central. So one of the things that happens when people start saying, "I saw you in my dream," is that he is part of the landscape of the dream and he's just there not doing anything, and then he becomes more participatory. And so presumably as he goes more and more viral, he becomes more of the object of the dream and more something that can be interacted with